Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
I want to start with the Final Four schedule for Saturday. So the first game is at 6:09 Eastern. It's Kansas and Villanova. And then at 8:49 Eastern, Duke against North Carolina, the two arch rivals. That's four blue blood programs, three Hall of Fame coaches, and schools that have won seven of the past 13 national championships. You aren't going to do better than that, are you? It's going to be delicious. Now let's talk about cheating. The University of Louisville just got seven allegations, of course, lodged by the NCAA's Complex Case Unit against the Cardinal Men's Hoop Program, and they've responded to those charges. And now you're going to have a battle, obviously. Let's look at what happened, the allegations against Louisville. One, Adidas and Louisville and their coaching staff made impermissible recruiting offers. In other words, you're not allowed to do it. Employees of Adidas, representing the university's athletic interest, made an illegal recruiting offer of $100,000 and arranged for a $25,000 extra benefit to the father of basketball prospect Brian Bowen. Additionally, former Louisville assistant coach Jordan Fair was knowingly involved in an illegal recruiting inducement of $11,800 to $13,500 to Brad Augustine, a non-scholastic boys basketball coach associated with prospects. Former Louisville assistant coach Kenny Johnson knowingly provided $1,300 to Bowen's father. Fair and Johnson's actions violated NCAA principles of ethical conduct. What about the severity? NCAA says violations were A, not isolated or limited, B, provided or were intended to provide an extensive recruiting advantage, and C, provided or intended to provide substantial or extensive illegal benefits, D, involved third parties in recruiting violations that institutional officials knew about, E, involved cash payments intended to secure and they resulted in the enrollment of a prospect, F, were intentional, G, were unethical conduct, H, seriously undermined and threatened the integrity of the NCAA collegiate model. How did Louisville respond? They said they cannot be held responsible for the self-serving criminal conduct of Adidas employees and disputes CCU's intention and contentions that they are representatives of the institution's athletic interests. University agrees Fair engaged in unethical conduct by failing to report a meeting he attended in Vegas in which a bribery scheme was discussed, but that he was not an active participant in. It also says the weight of credible evidence does not support allegations against Kenny Johnson. Louisville's analysis of level two. The U of L says Fair's unethical conduct violation is only a portion of the allegation the school says is supported by evidence. Two, Kenny Johnson and Jordan Fair participated in illegal recruiting activities. Former coaches Kenny Johnson and Jordan Fair participated in illegal recruiting activities related to the basketball prospect and individuals associated with basketball prospects. Violations included impermissible in-person, off-campus recruiting contact with a prospect, illegal contact and or communication with individuals associated with Team United, and provided impermissible transportation to Christian Dawkins and Brad Augustine while they accompanied the prospects on an unofficial visit. CCU says the violations were intentional, not isolated, involved multiple recruiting violations, were intended to provide more than a minimal advantage of recruiting. Even if the individually, if you break them down, they are level three violations, collectively are level two, and they compromise the integrity of the NCAA collegiate model. Louisville responded. The university self-reported an illegal recruiting contact by Johnson and acknowledges transportation violations. It disputes that Johnson engaged in illegal communication in exchanging greetings with an administrator for a non-scholastic basketball team at an off-site event. In light of the infractions, the relative lack of severity, U of L says the allegations should be downgraded from level 2. Louisville takes issue with all 7 infractions alleged by the NCAA. And what does it mean? Well, Rick Pitino's failure to promote compliance within the Louisville program. Rick Pitino allegedly violated head coach responsibility legislation by failing to promote an atmosphere of compliance within the men's hoop program. Specifically, CCU said he failed to conduct an inquiry of Adidas's James Gatto's role in the recruitment of Brian Bowen, despite knowledge of an alleged cash offer by another institution, which was DePaul, and he did not report Gatto's offer of assistance to the U of L compliance staff. CCU says head coach responsibility violation compromises the integrity of the NCAA. U of L acknowledges Pitino should have reported the call from Gatto, but he's not alleged to have done or said anything improper, and the record shows that Pitino made reasonable efforts to ascertain the circumstances surrounding Bowen's recruitment, and they say that's not a violation. They also adequately monitored Brian Bowen's recruitment. The Louisville school violated the NCAA's principle of rules compliance by failing to monitor the recruitment of Brian Bowen. Despite its involvement in the infractions case involving recruiting and extra benefits violations, Louisville failed to heighten its monitoring of the circumstances surrounding the sudden and belated signing of Bowen involving an illegal offer and extra benefit from reps of the school's athletics interests. Failure to monitor is presumed to be a level 2 violation. It is not a level 1 violation because the CCU unit concluded the violations were not substantial or egregious. Louisville reiterated should not be held responsible for the actions of Adidas employees and cited conspirators' extraordinary effort to conceal their misconduct. And the U of L says nothing surrounding Bowen's recruitment demonstrates a breakdown in the monitoring process. Louisville's basketball staff violated NCAA bylaws by allowing graduate assistants, managers, and non-coaching staff members to participate in illegal on-court activities with men's basketball players from 2018 through the 2020-21 seasons. And Louisville said that graduate managers participated in practice in 18-19 and 19-20, but did not in 2021 when such participation met legislation exceptions. Louisville said the violations were limited in nature and reflected a misunderstanding of the rules. They misunderstood the rules. That's a good one. Louisville's basketball staff violated bylaws by producing and showing, playing, or providing personalized recruiting videos and recruiting aids to basketball prospects containing the recruits' names, pictures, likeness. In addition, basketball staff created personalized pamphlets and itineraries for recruits for use on official and unofficial visits. Louisville said, though the recruiting videos did not comply with NCAA legislation when they were created, Louisville says rules changes expressly permit such videos, personalized pamphlets, comply with the NCAA's general correspondence provisions. Former Louisville head coach Chris Mack is presumed responsible for the violations described in allegations 5 and 6 and did not rebut the presumption of responsibility. CCU says Mack did not demonstrate he promoted an atmosphere of compliance because of his personal involvement in the violations or illegal conduct. Louisville says because the violations committed during Mack's tenure were of level 3 severity, they do not warrant a head coach responsibility charge. Aggravating factors in the U of L violations, multiple level 1 and 2 violations. CCU alleges 1 level 1 violations and 6 level 2 violations. Louisville says they acknowledge previous infraction cases, but says the only recent case occurred in 2017 and involved a rogue staff member, Andre McGee, allegedly. 3 violations were premeditated, deliberate, or committed after substantial planning. persons of authority condone, participated in, or negligently disregarded violations or related conduct. Johnson, Fair, and Mack were all cited. One or more violations caused significant ineligibility to a student athlete, which would be Bowen. And Louisville's response was, they said Bowen never declared ineligible at all. So though he was withheld from practice and competition, it says his amateur status was jeopardized by the actions of Adidas and not the school. So allegedly, Patino's out to stop this book that paints him as a party to the Adidas bribery scheme at Louisville. There's a pattern of non-compliance with the men's hoop program at the time of more recent violations. Louisville was awaiting a decision from the NCAA's Committee on Infractions on previous Level 1 violations associated with the stripper scandal and was subsequently placed on probation. Characterizing its most serious violation as Level 2, Louisville says that it does not demonstrate a pattern of noncompliance. Moreover, UL contends CCU has, without any basis in infractions case precedent, attempted to link a current infractions matter to the university's prior infractions cases. Intentional, willful, or blatant disregard of the NCAA Constitution of Bylaws relates to allegation number one and the Adidas bribery scandal. Louisville has a history of reporting Level 3 or secondary violations. CCU says U of L reported 89 Level 3 or secondary violations between 2015 and 2019. 89 violations. Prompt acknowledgement of violations, acceptance of responsibility, and imposition of meaningful corrective measures. U of L cites the unpopular removal of Patino and athletic director Tom Jurich following 2017 disclosures by the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Implementation of methods designed to ensure rules, compliance, and satisfy institutional coaches' control standards. U of L says the system in place exceeded guidelines and minimum standards for rules, education, and monitoring recruiting visits. U of L said no prior case held an institution responsible for the conduct of employees of a corporate sponsor, much less individuals who were knowingly defrauding the school. I mean, can you even believe this stuff? How dirty is Louisville in all of this? It's just absolutely disgusting.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.